Hi, I'm Marcus.
And I'm Nick.
And we are Working Class Nerds.
We're the podcast that gives you no information about your favorite information. This is episode 4, Marcus's Meltdown, and today is January 25th, 2018. So this week, we're going to discuss something that happened yesterday and why Marcus is completely, utterly, 110% freaking out. I've never seen him so stressed. I'm honestly concerned for his health.
Come on, take it easy. I'm not freaking out.
Well, okay. Maybe I'm exaggerating just a touch, but anyways, tell me how your week has been, Marcus.
So, I'll start with work. Work's been absolutely insane. I haven't really taken any time to discuss what I do. I own a carpentry company, or a contracting company. We build custom cabinets, built-ins, like bookcases, basically any kind of cabinet that goes inside a home. We do custom-made bathroom vanities, kitchens, mantels, stuff like that. I've done carpentry my whole life. You know, we do other stuff, but we really focus on custom finish work, I guess. Mm-hmm. I get to make things beautiful every day. I tell everybody I'm the luckiest guy in the world because I've never worked a day in my life.
Sounds fulfilling.
I have one full-time employee and a couple part-time guys. When I need the extra help, they come in and give me a hand. Also, something else that happened this week, I was driving Monday, everything was fine. Then all of a sudden I heard some nasty gargling in the back of my van, drove it to my mechanic. He said that the pistons inside the brake calipers froze or something, so it was constantly pushing the pads against my brakes, which in turn wore them down really quick, which in turn made them grind.
Wow.
I get it back tomorrow for the grand total of... I don't even know how bad the bill is yet.
A few $1,000s or something.
Well, I hope not. Let's hope it's not that bad, but
right. That's
pretty much there. In gaming news, I've been back on my Star Wars The Old Republic game. Yeah, from... It feels like the holiday hiatus and then the Disney hiatus. I'm finally back. For anybody that doesn't know, Star Wars The Old Republic is an MMORPG, you know, set in the Old Republic era. I'm absolutely addicted to it. We've gone over that before.
Yeah, that's true. But for anybody who didn't listen to previous episodes, how far back is the Old Republic time frame again? I know it's set like thousands of years before.
3,000 years before New Hope.
Oh, okay, got it.
Since the Battle of Yavin.
The Battle of Yavin.
So anyway, I belong to a guild. It's the AIE Guild. We're on the Starforge server. And it's a great group of people. I really enjoy them. So I'm on two... operations teams. One is my Sunday night team where I'm the leader of, and the team name is the Death Star Troopers.
That's pretty sweet.
It is pretty sweet. And this week, on Sunday, we got back into it after, again, my hiatus at Disney. We went to the Gods from the Machine operation, which is PvE content. It's an 8-player event where you have 2 healers, 2 tanks, and 4 players just doing damage. So anyway, so they've been releasing one boss at a time because budget issues, whatever.
Sure.
From the developers, but so there's 3 bosses that have been released. The third boss, Nahut,
okay,
the son of Shadow. We've been having a lot of trouble with him. I mean, trying. I mean,
what type of character sort of is this guy?
I don't know. He's a machine of some sort, and you need to. He's stealth, so there's a candle in the middle of the room to start the fight.
Okay.
And each player needs to light the candle so everybody else can see him, and there's a timer on it. And when it runs out, you have to pass the candle to another player, and you light him up. So then the next player, then everybody else can see him, and it cycles through the first phase of the fight. And then in the second phase of the fight, you have to kill some conduits and turrets and DPS the boss down, because if you're not DPSing the boss down, you're not progressing enough to get into phase 3,
right,
which he loses his stealth ability, and it's basically a DPS race until the map pushes you off the ring you're on, or in this case, it's a black hole. It grows to a point where it consumes everybody.
Right. So you have to kill him before the black hole consumes everybody.
Correct. So, right. I mean, we've wiped so many times on it, and this past Sunday, we got him down to 4%, which is the closest I've gotten on any team. And it was great. We were excited, but it still sucked that
yeah,
we couldn't do it.
So 4% about how much, because in that third phase, I'm assuming that's the third phase.
Correct.
So, and you're just, everyone's all out DPS.
Yes.
So, about how much more time would you have needed to kill him?
I don't know. It's hard to say. Roughly. But there was like 376,000 hit points left.
Okay.
So, I don't know. A ton of lightsaber hits or a ton of blaster bolts.
So, I guess I should ask, how long did it take you to get down to kill him from 100 to 4%? Like, that's a little rage.
I don't really know. I never time it. Maybe 10 minutes or something? I don't know.
From start of the boss fight to the end of it was only 10 minutes?
Yeah, but it feels like forever.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought they're usually like, it's something ridiculous, like an hour or something.
Well, the most operations, they last hours or so because you have five bosses in a complete operation. Oh, this is just the third boss of this one operation.
Okay, and they've staggered the release for development issues. Blah, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
It's basically to give everybody an operation. They said that we have to. You can either wait a full year,
right,
and then you'll get them all, or we can release one every couple months or so. So you constantly have new content, which I don't think it's a bad idea.
Right.
I mean, there was a little bit of space in between the second and the third, but the fourth just dropped on Tuesday.
Oh,
so you know it's coming, but. You know, some people complain, but I feel like people complain just to complain.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
New content to me is new content.
Right.
In any game.
Right, right.
You know? So anyway, so we that was my Sunday night. And then on my Wednesday night team, I'm just a DPS player.
Mm-hmm.
It's SUP, which is Sith with Unlimited Power. We went to the Gods from the Machine, and we actually finally took Nahut down.
Sweet.
So it was, figure it was probably 11:15
mm-hmm.
We played until 11:30 or so. No, it was 11:30 on the nose, and we beat him. I screamed at the top of my lungs in my office, slid back in my chair, was like, yeah! I for sure thought I was going to make the dog bark, the baby wake up. I was just so, I was so excited. You know, some teams, they get through it, and it's like nothing for me. We, you know, we earned this fight.
Right.
So it felt so good. But on the plus side, with the latest update, 5.7, they released a new boss, Skyva, which is Skyva. The mother.
Ooh, the mother of the bosses,
yeah,
the first three?
Yeah, so the first one was Tithe,
yep.
Son of Rage. Then it was the sisters, Leva and Esni.
Mm-hmm.
They were the, I don't know, they were like jealous or something. I don't know what they were. But,
okay.
And then there was Nahut, the son,
of,
Shadow.
Shadow.
And now we're fighting the mother. And she's pretty pissed that we killed
her
kids.
Yeah.
So,
I wonder why.
So everybody agreed. We were all excited that we beat Nahut. So we finally, we were like, listen, we're playing late tonight. So everybody, we went through the next part of, you know, we call it like the trash area where there's just regular mobs that lead up to the boss.
Yeah.
And we got to Skyva.
So is that something like other cutscenes and stuff like that make the story?
Once you get to the boss, there's a new cutscene.
Okay.
To get into it, but into the boss area.
Right.
But there's like your normal NPC mobs
that
you're fighting all the way. And it was kind of a puzzle because it's a long, long path. I'm not going to give any spoilers on it yet because it just came out to get there. But it was an awesome time getting there. And then we took one run at the boss. And I guess from the way I understood, we got to the third phase, which there's usually four phases.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I understood it. Which is pretty good for a first run. We'll get her next week, but I feel we were like the first ones in our guild to see her. So we were all pretty proud of ourselves. And if you want to hear more about Star Wars The Old Republic in more depth, please, 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 please go to iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast and listen to the SOTOR Skate podcast with Max and Seema. They'll tell you all about Star Wars The Old Republic, things that I don't even understand, or I can't even explain to you.
Right.
They get in more detail, I guess.
And if you don't even have a big interest in SOTOR, it's still a great listen. I've listened to it a few times. I don't play SOTOR.
I've tried many times.
I've tried many times. It's hard to get into something when it's going to be like your third or fourth game. But anyways, it's a great podcast. And what is it called again?
SOTOR The Escape Podcast.
The Escape Podcast.
And
definitely endorse it.
Right, so they'll give you a little information about our guild, and then they'll do a playthrough. They're currently doing the Sith Sorcerer class story, and they talk about the updates through the game. It's kind of play as they go. They do it live on Twitch, but I listen to the audio version while I'm at work.
Hmm.
So if you'd like more information about our guild, the guild website is aie-guild.org. And if you're in Star Wars The Old Republic, you want to do a / C join AIELFO, which is AIE looking for officer, if you're looking to join our awesome guild on the Starforge server. And we can get you an officer to get you into the game, because we would love to have you.
Sweet. All right,
I'm done rambling. Nick, I'm just going to say this. Nick has been nearly fucking impossible to get a hold of this week. I'll text him or I'll call and I get the message, work or class, dingle nuts. That's all I've gotten all week. So him sitting in front of me tonight is pretty... pretty epic, because he's been so MIA.
Yeah, well, I gave him, you know, all right, you tell somebody your schedule, but, I mean, most of the time when somebody tells me their schedule, I just, it goes in one ear and out the other.
Absolutely.
And I know with Marcus, it's definitely the case. So I'm like...
Too much going on.
Yeah, but, so, the dingle nuts comes in because I feel like I've already told him, you know, and I'm, like, busy, and you know when you're busy, and somebody's trying to get a hold of you, like, urgently, and you're like, dude, this is not as important as what I'm doing right now. So that's where the dingle nuts part comes in. But
I get it completely. It happens to me all the time at work, so I understand. But what's funny is, I think 2 days ago you said, hey, I said to you, what are you doing on Wednesday? I'm working. And then I'm texting you like crazy. And you're like,
during work, I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, I get it.
But, yeah, so obviously I've been working a lot. I'm still taking classes full time and working pretty much full time hours through this orientation phase of work. Once the orientation phase is done, so which will be about the end of the month or so, I'll be on a full time or part time status, I should say. So I'll be working less and more free to answer Marcus's incessant text messages.
It's crazy. It's because I'm pretty calm. When it comes to texting, I usually don't care. But if I'm in meltdown mode,
yeah, which
I you'll get four in a row, and if I don't get anything after a little while, I'll be like, "Well, thanks, dude."
And then, yeah, we're like, thanks and you're a like, lot. "Wow, huh, I'm like, geez, now, how is this my fault that I'm busy? What the hell?" But other than working a whole lot, I did have a chance to conquer another section of Mordor in Shadow of War. But other than that, I don't have a whole lot to report. It's been a lot more working class over here than it has been nerd, to be honest.
Well, you know, sometimes, some weeks you end up working in class and all this. And I've had the times where I'll sign into Star Wars or even Destiny, which I haven't turned that on in forever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have it on the screen.
Yep.
And then something will happen. Most of the time, it's my wife saying, hey, can you do this for me?
Yeah, and you're, of course, you're like, oh, yeah, no problem.
Yeah, and then I come back.
2 hours on this.
And then I come back, and I'm like, I don't feel like playing anything.
Yep.
And then it's usually 9 o'clock at night or 10 o'clock at night, and I go to bed.
Right. Yeah, I've been there, too. That was me, was it yesterday? I think it was yesterday. No, Tuesday night. Tuesday night, I was just tired, just went to bed.
Well, it's hard. I tell everybody, Sunday through Thursday, I stay up until like 1 in the morning.
Yep.
And then get up at 5:30, 6 o'clock to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
But Fridays and Saturday nights, I'm in bed early. When everybody's staying up late, I'm going to bed early.
Yeah, by that time, you're all exhausted.
Yeah. So.
All right. So, without further ado, let's get into the...
I am not freaking out.
The namesake of this episode, Marcus's Mega Meltdown. So, we read an article from, I believe it's, you pronounce it Kotaku? I'm going to go with Kotaku. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing it. But it's a gaming news website. And they're doing a piece on BioWare's Anthem that's coming out. And they're talking about, you know, different development stuff going on with Anthem and just different things about the game, blah, blah, blah.
But which it looks awesome.
It looks pretty cool. Especially if you like that live style, sort of Destiny-ish type of game. The trailer looked really cool, but there's this one paragraph. It's probably about five. Yep, I got in front of me. It's about 5 lines long. No, 3 lines. Sorry. And it reads as follows. BioWare has also discussed ending development on the multiplayer online game Star Wars The Old Republic. Those sources said, although one person familiar with the studio told me recently that the plans are still up in the air. And this sent Marcus into a tizzy.
All right. I did not freak out. Yes, I did.
A little.
All right, so yesterday, I was freaking out a lot more than I am today.
Mm-hmm.
When I was trying to get a hold of Nick, I was trying to tell him, get a hold of him, and I couldn't, and I became the obsessive female that's just texting and texting. It was like stage five clinger, trying to get a hold of him, because I was so upset, and I was like, we need to record an emergency podcast, because I need to voice how I'm feeling right now. I'm invested in this game. I've spent countless hours playing this game, enjoying every single moment of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when I hear that the game isn't going to be shut down, it's they're going to stop making new content,
right?
Which means maintenance mode.
Right, which is just the game is what it is. Everything's out there.
And right, and they'll patch bugs that come up, but nothing new is coming out. It's right. Basically the end of the road.
Right.
Now, I've seen maintenance modes last 2 years.
Right.
I've seen them last a year. I've seen them last a month.
Right.
You know, when it comes to EA, EA will just shut it off because it's not making enough.
Right.
So.
Yeah, there's not a lot of public trust in EA's, you know, customer-friendly decision-making.
Right.
You know.
Because if you look at what they did to Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Right.
They put the whole world into an uproar.
Mm-hmm.
Mass Effect Andromeda failed because of facial animations. You don't spend millions of dollars on a AAA game, and you and I buy it, open up the box. Yeah, and somehow the animations are gone. But I don't think that was BioWare's fault.
No.
I think that was...
It was EA pushing them.
It has to come out on this day, no matter what.
Right.
And they're like, the game's not ready, and EA said, fuck you. Put it out, we'll fix it in a patch.
Right.
Where, in the communities we live in now... I believe that you can't just ship something that's not ready.
Right.
With the power of the internet the way it is, and everybody has technology or news, we'll call it, at our fingertips.
Yep.
If I say fuck you to you, you're going to know about it within seconds because my wife was down here and she's going to text you and be like, oh, Marcus is talking shit about you.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
Instantly.
Right.
So... this article comes out, and it makes me go into, you said, a tizzy.
Mega meltdown.
Yeah, mega meltdown. And it makes me question, why is this happening?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because BioWare's on thin ice with EA, or is EA pressuring them, saying, look, you need to make this game the best game you've ever made, or we're shutting you down?
Right.
That's pretty much, I'm guessing, what they're saying.
So, what you're saying is basically the fate of BioWare is riding on the success of Anthem.
It has to be.
Right.
It has to be. And no longer is BioWare being carried by Star Wars The Old Republic.
Right. The player base has clearly dwindled to the point where it's borderline...
maintenance mode.
Right. It's getting close to maintenance mode.
Sure.
Right. So, the question becomes, what can be done to prevent BioWare and or EA from putting... SOTOR into maintenance mode? Well, first and foremost, you know, what needs to be addressed is that you can't count on an increase in player count. It's a six-year-old game, so you're not going to get hordes and hordes of new players, you know, jumping in to start playing the game.
Absolutely not. Anything, you know, Rainbow Six Siege that you're playing is actually grown in the last...
Right, but that's an outlier in the data plot. You know what I mean?
But if Rainbow Six Siege was... 6 years old, it would take still 10 minutes to find a match.
Sure.
Because there's not that many people playing the game.
Right.
I think the hardest part for Star Wars The Old Republic is that their marketing campaign isn't there.
Right. There's
The thing that boggles my mind is, how is this game not marketing to Disney's movies.
Right.
You know, I remember going to see The Force Awakens with you. Mm-hmm. The World of Warcraft Legion expansion trailer
was in the theater.
Is in the theater.
Right.
You know, now again, Star Wars The Old Republic doesn't have the money that BioWare does to do that, but why not?
You mean Blizzard?
Yes.
Yep. But
why not put the money into some marketing and get people to go? When people walk out of the theater, whether they hate the movie or not,
right,
they're going to want to play a Star Wars game.
Right.
And, yeah, Star Wars Battlefront or Battlefront 2, you walk out, yeah, you pay your $40, $20, $30, $40, $60, whatever it is for the game, but that's it for the revenue.
Right.
You know, I know when I bought Battlefront 1, I didn't buy any of the expansions.
No, I didn't either.
I didn't care to.
Yeah.
You know, it's another map.
Right.
You know, it's not like in Star Wars The Old Republic where you're getting story content and PvE, like group content, right, and some PvP content in their expansions. And it's quality.
Right.
It's not just a map that you run around. Yeah, it would be cool to go shoot a couple stormtroopers in the Death Star, but is it worth $30 for that?
Right. No. I would say no.
Right.
So I think it's definitely a lot more worth it for a game like SWTOR where you get that major story content. You get the PvP. You get big ops or, you know, whatever you call it, the big PvE events.
Where yeah, operations?
Group. Yeah.
Okay, so now brings me to my next thing. What can we do as a community to help this game survive?
I think first you should try and get in touch with the development team over at BioWare or EA if you can. I don't know if they have a subreddit dedicated to it.
And they have forums.
Right. So, yeah, definitely on the forums, start getting active. Hey, what can we do? How can we help? How can we keep this from going into maintenance mode and keep it worth it for you guys to keep putting out new content?
Right.
You know?
Well, they did their live stream.
Right.
And they didn't really say much. It was kind of just, you know, hey guys, we're here. You know, yeah, there was a crazy article, but, you know, we're still here.
Right.
Hey, 10 minutes later, they didn't tell us much, and see you later.
Right.
And that right there makes me worried because they were like, fuck,
I gotta do something.
We gotta say something. Well, I said that last night. Right. They have to respond to this because that's a big fucking deal.
Right.
You know, and who's to say all those guys aren't looking for a job?
Right. Sending out resumes right now, yeah.
Exactly, because right now, if an article comes out like that, somebody knows something.
Right.
Secretary, a VP, anybody could have said, hey, they're talking about canceling this game.
Right.
Or putting, you know, no more new content. Well, all those guys that are employees that work that game, they might not have a job.
Right.
You know, they may say, hey, yeah, you can come work on Anthem, but when the game's gone, hey, we don't really have a job for you. Laid off.
Yeah, see,
join the unemployment line.
Once the game's out and Anthem goes and has a smaller team just putting out the DLC or whatever.
Right. And then what happens?
Right.
You know, I always thought that this game would be replaced by another Star Wars game.
Yeah, Star Wars MMO or something like that. Yeah.
I don't know if there will ever be another Star Wars classic MMO like this.
Right.
It'll be, if I had to guess, the next Star Wars MMO is going to be like a Battlefront MMO. Battlefront meets Destiny.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's my guess, because that's the way of the future. And other than FIFA, I feel like EA is always chasing the next cool thing.
Right.
When was the last time EA was at the forefront of games?
Gaming, gameplay innovation.
Right.
That's a good question.
I mean, maybe
the first Madden games.
Madden's old.
Right. I don't think originally, like, the football-style games, those, when they were, like, you know, 2D top down guys running.
Well, yeah, but that was innovation back in the day. I'm saying,
yeah, but I don't even think that was EA. It might not have been even EA who published it.
Oh, I don't know.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So it
wasn't, they just own it
innovative.
Now.
Right, they own it now. But the point is, they're not coming out with anything overly innovative. So, well, I will say the subscription fee attached to SWTOR definitely makes me optimistic, because unlike a typical, you know, AAA game, where, like, for a console or something, where you're just paying that $60 up front, and then the other stuff will be, other revenue would be microtransactions, or if you pay for DLC, the subscription fee of $15 a month definitely keeps all the dedicated players, you know, directly supporting the game month in and month out.
But if has the subscription base dropped significantly in the last year?
Right. You know, it might have.
Right, but they don't tell us anything.
Right.
And I understand, is it, do they have to tell us?
Right.
Like, yeah. I want to know, man. I love this fucking game.
Right.
Like, tell me about the game. Help me.
Right.
Like, I'm a problem solver at work. Let me help you problem solve this game.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And I've messaged some of these guys on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They don't even respond to me.
Sure.
And who am I? I'm just Marcus from New England, you know?
Right.
I'm a nobody to them. They don't need to take their time
right.
to talk to me, but I'm vested in this game.
Right.
And I want this game to last. And, you know, one of my guildmates said, the game's not going to die now.
Hmm.
You know, this is just, they're in a pinch to make Anthem great.
Mm-hmm.
And just so happens that the same people that are making Anthem run Star Wars The Old Republic. And if Anthem needs another 10 guys, well, they're not going to go hire 10 guys from the street and then have to teach them the BioWare way. They'll take the 10 guys from one of the other games and bring them over.
Right, yeah, I guess that makes sense, sure.
Sure. So, but I want to know, what can I do to make this game better? Right. I shouldn't say better, last. And is it, you know, do we need a marketing campaign to, on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you know, put it out there that this game exists?
Right.
I remember a friend of mine a year ago when he's like, what have you been playing? And I told him, and he said, isn't that game like 15 years old? And I was like, no, dude.
It's like
5 years old.
Yeah,
four years old. Whatever. And he's like, that's so old. Go play PUBG. And I'm like, I have no interest in PUBG.
Right.
So how can we make this game? I keep saying it because it's in my mind. Like, this new boss, so excited to play it. So excited to play this. And now this is in my head that, wow, this new boss, there might never be another one.
Right. Well, I think there'll be another one. I think they can definitely come out with the last boss, at least before maintenance mode.
You never know.
That's true. Yeah, I guess so.
If let me ask you this. If it was, you have two employees, and in order to finish the job that you have to do, you need those two employees to work with you, but they're working on a project that's, it's making some money.
Right. It's not super important.
And it's not going to keep the lights on to your studio.
Right.
Would you pull them off to work on it and just leave the one guy, me, working on a game? Sure. Of course you would.
Right, to get the other project done, yeah.
Correct.
Right.
You know, is this the end of Star Wars The Old Republic?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I'm fine with all this. I just needed to vent.
Right.
Thanks for listening to this shit show of my emergency meltdown.
Well, before we wrap this up, we got a couple shout outs and thank yous.
Yeah. I want to take a big shout out to my main man, Cameron in Florida. I can't thank you so much for our new logo, which I'm sure all of you guys will see it. It's so epic. It was hand drawn by him. Oh my God.
It's so much better than I ever thought it would come out as. It's just awesome. Can't thank you enough, Cameron. That was excellent.
Yeah, thank you so much. And big thanks to our intro music at bensound.com because they did such a great job with it. And it helped us go from terrible sound to a nice intro before you hear our terrible sounding voices.
Before you hear all the information about your favorite information.
And one last note, everybody. Go to SWTOR.com, SWTOR.com, download the game, pay $5, buy some cartel coins, help save Star Wars The Old Republic.
Hashtag save SWTOR. That's SAVESWTOR.
Oh, we're going to start a hashtag. That's great.
What are you guys talking about in here?
Find out next episode of Working Class Nerds.